Riley Green is joining us. Welcome to the show, sir.
How are you?
Pretty darn fine. Now, you're going to be here coming up on June the 1st, and I can't remember. Have you been in Saskatoon before?
Oh, if I'd been there, you'd remember. No, I don't know. I don't know where I am right now.
Now, because, I mean, especially when you're touring, I mean, it's, because I know, because you see the same things every day. It's the same bus. It's the same sort of setup with the dressing room and everything. I salute you guys who can, like, then kind of pay attention as to where you are. Is it still a little tough sometimes?
Yeah, I got a guy that writes the city on the set list. Otherwise, I'd be lost on the stage. It's tough, and you know, it's kind of hard for people to comprehend. You think you go to the airport and you fly somewhere where you know where you're going. You know, you have to look at the airline and the flight number, and you have a, I mean, but when you get on a bus and go to sleep, you just wake up, you're somewhere else. You know, it's, and we do the same thing no matter where we're at. We go sing the same song, so it's tough sometimes. But luckily, this Luke Combs tour, we're playing stadiums, and a lot of these places are pretty iconic. You know where you are, you know, when you walk into a Soldier Field or something like that.
Now, about Luke Combs, how did this whole hookup with this tour, and I guess then also with the new single, come about?
Well, you know, me and Luke have known each other for a while. We kind of came up the same and played a lot of the same venues for a long time. I think I opened for him in 2015 down in Birmingham, Alabama, at a little club, and I think it's kind of been in the works for a long time, us doing a tour together, and it just lined up well, and obviously the song couldn't have been a better timing to have him on my next single, Different Around Here, so it was just really good timing for both of us.
Now, the new single, Different Around Here, is sounding great, and I love the theme of it, but I got thinking about other things that are different around here. Now, when you are in Saskatchewan, you got a couple of shows coming up here. You know, with a hoodie, we don't call it a hoodie, and this is no kidding, we call it a bunny hug. God knows why, but we call it a bunny hug.
That's made up.
It's not made up. Well, somebody made it up decades ago. I've lived here for over 30 years, and it's always been a bunny hug. So that's one of the weird things that's different round here. What's different round here from, say, like in Jacksonville, Alabama, something that's kind of peculiar to there?
The list goes on. There's a million things, I'm sure. I said, that's the problem when you're that close to it. I didn't ever realize how country we were until I got out in the world, you know. I can remember going to a radio interview somewhere and meeting a PD or whoever it was and saying, man, y'all wide open? And he's like, what are you talking? Like, just didn't. And that was just such a common phrase, just being like, are y'all busy or whatever? And I think there's a lot of those back home, little phrases that probably aren't necessarily the English language that we use every day.
Hey, I'm a big dog guy, and I saw a bunch of pictures of yours, and you've got a dog a little bit shorter. Kind of looks like part corgi, or is a corgi?
He's a corgi and a blue heeler mix. His name's Carl.
That is a beautiful name. Jess Moskaluk, who's she's from Saskatchewan, huge Canadian country singer. She has a dog that's almost the same, which is why yours really caught my eye.
Yeah, he's, for lack of a better term, he's a weird-looking dog. You know, he's just shaped weird, and he's got big ears and short legs, and he's becoming more famous every day.
We're so excited about you coming to town. It's going to be a big one. It's a great venue. You're going to love it. Great acoustics in there, and, again, very, very intimate. Brand-new single, Different Round Here. What's your favorite bit with that song?
You see a lot of military appreciation type posts and we stand for the flag, and it's just cool seeing people have that pride for the country and using that song to kind of show it.
Love it. Riley Green, thank you so much for your time, and looking forward to, well, of course, hearing a different round here a lot on 92.9 The Bull, and of course seeing you coming up 1st of June.
Looking forward to it, man. I appreciate you.